Well, today on this feast of Corpus Christi, we celebrate a truly awesome gift. A gift so awesome that it should fill us with reverence. It is the profoundly personal sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, which we celebrate each time we come to Mass. And is something that we cannot be detached or casual about if we believe in Jesus. Jesus does not afford us the luxury of being distant admirers of His if we receive this sacrament. It demands a personal investment. We know that in John chapter 13, verse 1, at the Last Supper, it says, Jesus, having loved His own who were in the world, loved them to the end. And in our second reading today, St. Paul writes about what was handed on to him. That, by the way, is what the word tradition means, what has been handed on. So Paul writes about what has been handed on to him. He hands it on to the Corinthians, to whom he writes. The Corinthians then handed it on to those who came after them, and it has been handed on through countless generations since then. In other words, Jesus keeps on loving us through many generations. And He loves us in this sacrament to the end of all history. Because this is a sacrament of love. You know what love is. Love is always intense. It is always deeply personal. It is as exhilarating as wine. That's love. And each time we come to Mass, we hear Jesus' words addressed to each one of us at that present moment, words that are fresh and new and personal to you and to me. And what does He say? Well, fasten your seatbelts. He takes the bread and He says, "This is My body, which is for you." Wow. The Son of God surrenders Himself to you and to me. Amazing. And in His passion, which is perpetually represented to us in this sacrament, He offers His body broken for you and for me. Now, imagine if somebody loved you so much that he died for you. Well, guess what? That is why Jesus says to us, "Remember this. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He doesn't mean recall some past event that happened on Calvary 2,000 years ago when we weren't there. But every time we celebrate the Eucharist, what has been handed down to us is that in the very act of remembering Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary, it becomes present to us now when we remember it. And He gives His life for you, for me, personally. And what else does He say? He says, "This chalice is the new covenant in My blood." This chalice of wine And wine is as inebriating and exhilarating as love. And it's a cup of covenant also. And a covenant is a profoundly personal, all or nothing commitment. That's what a covenant is. And when Jesus offers us a covenant in his blood, that means that he is committing himself to you, to me, body and soul. How personal is that? And when we take that cup, every time we drink it, that wine that has become the blood which was poured out for you, for me, on Calvary, we enter into that covenant with Jesus. We enter into a very personal relationship with him. If we know what we're doing when we come to the Eucharist, that's a personal relationship with Christ. So every time, then, that we eat and drink this holy bread and wine, we proclaim Jesus' sacrifice and what it asks of us, namely, that we offer our lives to Christ with the same ardent and personal love that he offered his life for us. Which means that we will listen to him. We will walk with him. We will spend time with him. It means that we will love others with him, save souls with him, and do the Father's will with him. As you can see, we cannot participate in this sacred Eucharistic meal and be distant admirers of Jesus. We can't be detached observers. Amen. Amen.